Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my charming, lovely, and bearded co-host, Frank. How are you?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm charming. I'm lovely. And I'm both bearded and beard. Because I'm holding a beer.
Good thing you're not bored.
Oh, but our listeners will be. How's it going today, bud?
That's fine. Was better before those terrible. That terrible.
Yeah.
Those terrible puns.
Yeah.
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 I'm gonna drink some more of my knockabout.
Knockabout. Don't make me.
Working our way through this.
Don't make me knock you about. Don't tell any bad jokes.
Too far across the table.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't reach me.
That is true.
Without hitting all of the podcast equipment.
All of this equipment.
All of it.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoyed our conversation last week.
I did too. Definitely could have gone on for more.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about all the Superman moments, which I felt like was a little unfair because, you know, Superman is my favorite hero, but your favorite is Batman.
He is my favorite.
So I feel like it's only fair that we talk about some of our favorite Batman moments.
We can do that.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah. I'm ready.
You ready and ready to go?
I'm ready.
Same rules as last time? So no sidekicks?
No sidekicks, no allies.
No villains?
No villains. I mean, they can be there.
Yeah. But it can't be like, they can't be the focal point.
They can't be the focal point. Right. Like, it can't be like my favorite Alfred moment. It's my favorite Batman.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then, like, it's your favorite moment from, so like, a single moment from any medium.
Okay. Yep, that's it. I'm going to start us off with the Superman-Batman combined, because if you recall from last episode, I had one that I thought was Superman moment, but also involved Batman.
Yes.
As a nice transition, I'm going to say this one first. And it's from, I have two from one story. The first is Superman, Batman, Public Enemies. There's a film. There's a comic arc from the first run by Jeff Loeb and Ed McGuinness.
Yes. Great.
And,
great.
It's great. President Lex Luthor, all of that. It's a great story.
Excellent.
And Superman has been shot by Kryptonite Bullet by Metallo. And they're making their way through the – and Batman and Superman are making their way through the sewers escaping.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so we're good. And they start talking about the villain Magpie. And Superman says, whatever happened to Magpie? And Batman's like, she died. Like, and Clark says, why do all the good villains die? And Batman says, Clark, what the hell are good villains?
Like, yeah.
That's a great moment. That's a great moment with them together. Same story, and then you can go.
Yep.
There's a kryptonite meteor crashing towards Earth, they go. Superman, Batman go to Japan to meet with one of Batman's contacts, Hero, the Toy Man.
Yes,
he's 13. And he created the Superman Batman hybrid where they're split down the middle, and that's the rocket ship.
Yep.
And they're both just staring at it, and then and the one word balloon is Batman just going, wow. That's the
good
best.
One.
It's the best. Even Batman is surprised by what he's looking
at. Yeah.
Your turn.
I can't remember if it's Justice League or Justice League Unlimited.
Justice League.
Do you remember this moment where Bruce jumps out of, I want to say it's a plane or a helicopter, and he goes, I could use some air support.
Oh, yeah.
Since I can't fly.
That's
at all.
That's Heart of Darkness.
Heart of Darkness. That's right.
Yeah. That was written by Warren Ellis, I think, actually.
Very nice.
Yep. And he jumps out. He's like, I could use some air support because I can't fly at all. And he's like 10 feet from the ground. He's like, now would be good.
Yeah.
that's a great. Actually,
fantastic
that show, the Justice League Unlimited, had some of also my favorite Batman moments. And there's one where Amanda Waller is showering and she reaches out her hand for the towel and Batman's holding the towel and she rips the curtain open. Mm-hmm. She's standing there in her bathroom. He's like, we need to talk.
That's another good one.
That is a great one. And there's another great one. In which there's a girl. There's the Royal Flush Gang is causing problems. Okay. This is the epilogue episode where it's the Batman Beyond episode where you find out that Terry McGinnis is part of a clone of Bruce.
Yep.
And Amanda Waller is retelling the story, and there's this little girl, her name's Ace, who's causing all these temporal distortions because of her tumor in her brain, and she's dying and blah, blah, blah. And so Batman says that he'll go in and kill her because that's the only way to stop it. And he goes in and she's sitting on a swing. And she says, you're here to kill me, right? And she says, but I know you're not going to. You're not going to use that weapon that Miss Waller gave you. And he says, you're right. Yeah. I'm not. And then he just sits on the swing with her and holds her hand until she dies.
That's a fantastic
It's so good. It's so good. Do you have another one? Because I can keep going. This would be 30 minutes of me
talking. I have another one, but it's nowhere near as good as the one you said.
I should have saved that one for the end.
Yeah, it's very poignant. Now I'm just gonna.
That one time that he grappled up to a building was sweet.
No, nope.
Yeah,
no.
Nope. Go ahead.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. Batman, the movie,
couldn't have gone any further away.
Polar opposite as can be. The 1966 movie Batman. With Adam West and Burt Ward, and they're the villains have conspired, right? Mm-hmm. Catwoman and the Riddler and the Penguin, and the Riddler and the Penguin and the Joker have all gotten together to make Gotham terrible and to make the United Nations or the World Committee, whatever they called it.
It's the World United Committee.
United World Committee. So they try to make everything terrible, and there's a bomb and in a bar, and Batman has to get the bomb out of the bar and save all the people in the bar, and so he starts running all over Gotham, and I do mean all over Gotham.
No, he runs all over the wharf of Gotham.
It's like a 5-minute scene of him holding this bomb over his head, running around, and everywhere he goes, it's like another like, oh, I can't go over here because there's nuns. Over here, there's a marching band. Over here, there's ducklings. Yeah. Over here, like everywhere
people
he goes,
on a boat.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. To be like kissing on a boat, like all these different. Like, I can't. I'll hurt those people, or those people, or those people, or those ducks, or whatever. And so finally, he just says, "Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb."
Yeah. It is a great moment.
Fantastic.
I probably never would have thought about it if you hadn't said it.
Such a good moment.
But it is a top.
Oh yeah,
it is top Batman moment for sure.
It's my favorite moment from that film. It's absolutely perfection.
That actually might be my favorite moment from that film too. This is great. Funny.
There's a lot of great Robin moments. I mean, I know we're going to cover those today, but
there are a lot of great Robin moments.
That movie has great Robin moments.
I love when Alfred and Robin are spying on his date in the car, and Alfred's got his little mask on, but he's still wearing his butler uniform.
Yeah.
That's great. Anyway.
The nobility of the almost human porpoise. Anyway. sorry. What's your next favorite Batman moment?
My next favorite, again, these are in no particular order whatsoever. Batman comic. The first story arc with Ra's al Ghul.
Okay.
I think it's the first one. I'd have to go back and check the numbers. I can't remember. Denny O'Neill and Neil Adams.
Okay.
Batman and Ra's per league guidelines fight shirtless in the desert.
Yes.
And it's just Batman in a cowl, but he's bare-chested and all hairy and whatever else. Like a man.
when men were men.
It's basically Charlton Heston with a Batman.
Now that you mention it.
He is believed to be dead by Ra's. They leave him dead in the sand or whatever else. And Batman goes to confront him, and he whips open the tent and he just yells his name shirtless in his thing. And I don't know why that I like it so much. It's ultimate masculinity.
Yeah.
To just be like, I was dead, but I came back and I didn't even bother to put on a shirt.
Yeah.
Because even Ra's gets freaked out and it's like, oh no, are you not real? You know? Yeah, that's a great
Is Ra's French?
No. Oh, I'm not real. Yeah, no, they use Maltron. Anyway,
French Rage.
French Rage. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Your turn.
If Lumiere was if Rage had Lumiere's voice,
League of Shadows. Be our guest. Come join our league. Put you to the test. Tie the saber around your neck and tie your saber around your waist and kill this clown. I don't know, whatever. It's a weird test.
You did pretty well there on your feet.
Yeah.
No, and the next one I could think of is also a comics moment from the beginning of Infinite Crisis.
Okay.
And you have Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman are all talking, like, what is happening to us? Like, everything is – Wonder Woman is snapping Maxwell Lord's neck in front of the whole planet.
Yep.
You know, everyone is just, you know, Batman and the OMAX, like, all this – he's spying on everyone on the whole planet and you know, militarizing the stuff. And, like, Superman is like, what are we, you know, what's become of us, basically? Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know what, you can't judge us, whatever. And then Batman says this really cutting quote where he says, like, Clark, the last time anyone cared about you was when you died. Mm-hmm. And she's like, ooh, that cuts deep.
It cuts deep.
It cuts a great, deep.
Great panel, though. That's like Batman when he was like super, super, like, can't think of a proper word because we don't swear on this podcast for some reason.
He was a jerk.
That's right.
He was a jerk.
PC words. Good.
He was a dink.
He was a dink. Batman is the ultimate dinky.
Yeah.
That's a great moment. Going back to the comics, or staying in the comics, I should say. Batman, New Frontier.
Yes.
Talking to John Jones in his apartment.
Okay, yeah.
And they're just having a conversation, and he's like, newspaper clippings, you'll have to do better than that, and all that stuff. And he just says, one more thing. I have a, like, $20,000 piece of meteorite to deal with the other alien in Metropolis. You, all I need is a penny for a book of matches. And then he jumps out the window. That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Oh, that was the other one I was thinking of. Okay. It left my brain before, like, at the beginning, and I couldn't remember what it was. Grant Morrison's run on JLA, his first arc, the superheroes masquerading as the White Martians masquerading as superheroes, and they simultaneously take out all the members of the Justice League, and they shoot the bat plane down. They're like, oh, he's just human. He's done now. Fools. Fool of a took. And Batman jumps down in front of them, and all the Justice League taken out except for him. And he's like, they're like, no, we killed you. And he's like, I know what you are. And then he, like, lights a fire around them because Martians are susceptible to fire.
Yes.
It's like their kryptonite. And yes. He just cracks his knuckles and he's like, let's begin, or something like that. It's such a great – that's Grant Morrison is known for making Batman basically a god. Like, he is Bat God.
Yeah, basically.
Which he's Bat God in the comics right now.
Yes.
He's on the Mobius chair in Justice League currently.
That is true.
Which is excellent, by the way.
So good.
Speaking of him being a super jerk, Batman was a jerk before. Wait till he gets on the Mobius chair.
I haven't read the most. I read the issue that ends with him getting on the Mobius chair.
Yes. I'm a god now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have not read the subsequent issue yet, which is more recently released.
It is excellent. It is excellent. I know you'll get to it. Probably have read it by the time. I'll go home and read it tonight.
Yeah, probably.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go there. Dark Knight.
Okay. The Dark Knight.
That's the common man's Batman, you know?
Yeah.
Very much on the beaten path, but
the common man's bad.
But at the end of the movie, while Jim Gordon is, what comes right before Jim Gordon doing the whole, like, you know, he's not the hero we deserve, but he's the hero that Gotham needs right now. Yeah. The way he solves the whole conundrum with, like, well, you've got Jim Gordon and his son, and you've got Harvey, and, like, how am I going to get out of this one? And the way he gets out of that, and the way that he blames it on himself.
That boy, Harvey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The way that he makes it so that he is the one that takes the blame.
Sacrifice.
That sacrifice of, I will be the one. I will be the bad guy who killed Harvey Dent.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a good moment.
And be on the run for however long it takes. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, you know, and no one will know. Everyone will think I'm the bad guy except for these people who happen to be in the room right now or, you know, right here, right now.
Right.
That is like that.
That is a really good moment.
Ultimate sacrifice because he loves his city that much.
Yep. That's a great one. I'm going to stay in the Dark Knight for a second. Mm-hmm. He's interrogating Sal Maroni on a fire escape.
Okay. Yep.
He says, I want the Joker. And Sal Maroni's like, you know, if you wanted to intimidate me, you could have picked a better spot from this height. The fall won't kill me. He's like, I'm counting on it. And he just drops him, and his kneecaps obviously shatter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a great moment. Oh, where is he? Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's such a great Batman moment.
That's a fantastic moment, yeah.
I was just watching it the other day with friends, actually, and we were all chatting in the movie because everyone's seen it a bunch of times, and that scene came up, and everyone was like, shh. I have to watch this. It's a great, moment.
It's so great.
Your turn. Your turn, because that one was mine.
That was yours. How about going back again to going back to another crossover event in not my favorite, but Final Crisis. And when you actually like when he dies, essentially, like that moment where he like tries to
Omega Sanction, and he shoots Darkseid.
He shoots Darkseid, and then Darkseid hits him with the Omega Sanction, and you see like skeleton Batman, like
being held by Superman.
Yeah.
So your favorite moment is skeleton Batman?
Well, more of him like being like, I'm gonna go up against Darkseid. I'm gonna shoot Darkseid. I'm gonna try this. This is probably not gonna work, but I'm gonna go for it. Oh, I'm dead. I went back in time 1,000 years. Whoops.
That is a great moment. Oh. That's an excellent moment. I like going back, and I guess we'll play in the same thing.
Okay.
Where he says, like, I don't normally use guns, but for you I'm gonna make an exception.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. That's a good bit. Long Halloween.
All of it, just the whole
ball thing. Moving on, every moment in
all the moments
is a great Batman moment.
Yeah.
The one I'm thinking of specifically, which has not been done in any film, because a lot of films, particularly Dark Knight, took a lot of Long Halloween, and so I won't, like, you know, like Gordon and Dent and Batman all around the bat signal and talking, like, that's a good moment and all that stuff. But the moment he gives Solomon Grundy Thanksgiving dinner in the sewer, I like that. Where it's just I'm spending Thanksgiving with someone special. And he just puts the plate down, and then this panel break, and then you see him, the Solomon Grundy, take the plate full of food. That's a nice moment.
What a good man.
It is a good man moment.
What a mensch.
A good mensch.
What a bat mensch.
Oh, it's great. It's a great moment.
That whole book, it's fantastic.
You know.
I'm going to go to Batman 89.
Okay.
Can we do Bruce moments as well, like we had Clark moments last time?
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm gonna say?
Yeah, I know exactly what you say. You wanna get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts. I last night was just going through the graphic novel adaptation of Batman 89.
Is it in there?
Yeah, it's in there. You could tell they had an original shooting script when they were doing it. Mm-hmm. And so some things are different, like he doesn't say great moment, I'm Batman. What are you?
Yeah.
I'm Batman. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
That was my next moment, actually. That whole scene is.
As much flack as Batman 89 gets for, you know, being Batman 89, you know, it has a lot of really good
moments. It really does. Yeah.
Particularly that first one is an excellent one where he flies up to the moon and makes a bat signal with the bat plane.
Yes. Oh, I love that. That's sort of like...
Yep.
Yeah.
When the whole access chemical scene where he like steps out, punches the guy, he disappears. It was like, nice outfit. Jack Napier turns around. He's not there anymore. There's all of it. I love that movie. Maybe I'll watch that tonight. Damn it.
Sorry. So many ideas.
You want to keep going with that movie? Because I'm sure there are more in there.
There's a lot of moments in that movie.
Yeah.
The next one that comes to mind is not from that movie. Okay. So if you have something else in the movie you want to cover, you might want to go.
I like when he crashes through the what do you call it? Not a sunroof. You know what I'm talking about? At the museum, comes down.
Oh.
And he points the grappling gun at the Joker. And
sunroof?
It's not a sunroof. It's more of a lightscape, something. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Call it sunroof. Yeah. But yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Where does he get those wonderful toys? But all of that, but moving into get in the car. What car? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that whole movie. I love when he's driving the Batmobile and he doesn't slow down for the hologram
cave
wall either. When he gets kind of oddly rapey with Vicky Vale, he's like, you're right. There's something else that I need. Yeah. That movie's beautifully shot.
It is.
I just watched it a few days ago.
I'd love to see that in Blu-ray. I would love to see that in Blu-ray.
It's gorgeous. It's still, yeah.
I was just watching The Death of Superman Lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some shots from that movie in it. And it's just like kind of under, like as they're narrating over telling sort of the history of what happened. And just on, like, you know, because hot off the heels of the success of the Batman franchise, they're making the Superman movie. And so while they're talking about that, they show some shots from both of those films, the first two films. And, you know, I was watching this in 1080p, so in high def, and I'd never seen that movie in such beautiful
resolution.
And it was just like, oh my God, this looks amazing. Mm-hmm. You can see like the film grain and it just looks beautiful. Like, oh, I want to see it. Yeah. So that, it's a beautifully shot movie. I really need to see it again soon.
Do you want to borrow my Blu-rays?
Yeah, might take you up on that.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the Nolanverse for a second.
Okay.
Because there is a great moment when a certain someone asks him, you know, like, what's so special about you? What do you got that we haven't got?
Mm-hmm.
And what does he say?
I'm not wearing hockey pants. Yeah. It's not my favorite moment.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite moment, but it's a great, for me, like a
yeah. It is a good,
really
it
good
is,
Batman
it
moment.
It is exactly what Batman would say, though. I'll always give them credit for that.
It's up there for me. It's not, I mean, it's, I didn't say it first for a reason. Like, it's not like, oh, that's my favorite Batman moment.
Right.
But it's a really, like, fun moment for me. It's a Batman fan.
There is, staying in the Nolanverse, in Batman Begins,
mm-hmm.
There's a great, that his introduction as Batman in the warehouse, all of it's great. And people always say, like, him hanging upside down, like, where are you?
Right, right.
Here. That's great. My favorite is when he pulls the guy into the shipping container and the very first thing that, like, weird that happens. It's so well done. It's like a monster movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, where there's a serial killer loose. Oh, it's so great. Instantly, like, makes you, because if you didn't know it's coming,
oh yeah,
besides, like, it's terrifying.
It gives you a jolt.
Yes, it does. That's a great, great, great moment. Go ahead, your turn.
I'm gonna give you one last, like, main moment,
and then tiny ones,
and then you give a last moment, and then we'll do honorable mentions.
Okay. Dark Knight Returns.
Okay.
I'll say him coming back as Batman for the first time. Like, it's a baptism.
That's on fire, yeah, you know? Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's just a.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah,
that's an excellent moment. That whole book is filled again with excellent moments.
Yeah.
You know, rapid fire, him riding on a horse, him fighting Superman.
He's basically the old Spice guy in that movie. In that book, I mean.
He is.
He's on a horse. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's shirtless.
I don't always ride horses, but when I do, I dress in a Batman costume.
Oh, and the Dosakis guy, too. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. He's the most interesting man in the world.
He is.
All great moments. You have some honorable mentions really quickly. You want to battle?
So that was one of them, Cecil. But the very, very end of The Dark Knight Rises, when he flies off, not the very, very end, but when he flies off in the bat with the bomb and for a moment there,
that's a nice moment.
Similar to the end of The Dark Knight, where I was like, oh my God, he sacrificed himself. Even though, you know, he really can't be dead because Batman doesn't do that. But that moment is really, really fantastic. The other one I had was the one from The Dark Knight Returns that you just said. But there's more. There's so many more.
I have about 50 still logged into my brain.
Yeah.
So, again, this is another topic that we could revisit if we wanted to.
Well, why don't you give me a couple of them?
Okay. Batman Returns.
Yep.
when he's in the bat boat, the bat skeet going through the sewer.
Okay, yep.
And the two penguins fire missiles at him, and he like flips over, and he kind of gives like this eye look back to like, what just happened to
me?
Like, what am I doing with my life right now? That's an excellent moment. More, I think, Michael Keaton moment than anything.
Maybe so.
But it is a
damn good moment.
It is a damn good one.
Yep.
So that one for sure. Let's see, now that you've asked me to rapid fire them. New Frontier again, when he transitions from his golden age to his silver age outfit.
Yes.
And Superman says, what's with the new outfit? He says, let's just say I put on the suit to scare criminals, not children. I like that. Just like that little, like, I'm going to give you a sentence to inform you as to why I'm doing this, but I'm going to cover the whole reason why this all happened. Batman RIP. When he punches his way out of his own grave, and his mind is now whole again to seek revenge on Dr. Hurt. Excellent moment. Grant Morrison's run actually has quite a few.
I mean, it's just a legendary run.
It is. It is. And so I'll leave the rest of it for another day, I think.
Okay.
And I'm going to say my final one.
Okay.
To wrap up, Batman Year One. When he when he blows out the wall at the dinner where the mayor and the commissioner and the Maronis and the Falconis are there. He says, ladies and gentlemen, you've eaten well, blah, 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 blah. Excellent, excellent moment.
Great moment.
Particularly the David Mazzucchelli's art on that. Encapsulates a lot about what I love about with the Batman. Didn't even touch the animated series besides Justice League. Didn't touch Batman Beyond, really. Or any of the other many incarnations of the show or the character throughout time. So we can definitely come back.
We can definitely circle back.
Yeah. But
well, where can people find us on the interwebs?
They can find us on the interwebs at BeerWithGeeks at Gmail, Twitter, and Facebook.
That is true.
They can also find Frank and myself on Supergirl TV Talk, our podcast about the upcoming Supergirl TV show on CBS.
That's right. Where they can find you on your own podcast as well with your friends.
Where I have split off from you eventually, sadly.
It's okay. It's all under the Thought Bubble audio banner.
Also under the Thought Bubble audio banner, you can find myself and a few of my colleagues and friends on the Blockbuster Boys, where we recount our days working at Blockbuster, where we also talk about what life was behind the counter, the conversations that we had there. Basically, it's very similar conversations to what Frank and I have. But
if you like this show, you'll enjoy Blockbuster.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. Just the different group of audience. They are a hoot.
Yeah.
I assure you.
It's good stuff.
They are. They're a hoot. So so you can check us out there.
Yeah. You can find us on iTunes. You can leave us reviews and ratings.
Yeah, you can do
Stitcher
that.
Stitcher Radio and the brand new Satchel podcast player for Android, which is in beta right now. Great app run by some friends of ours. So check that out at satchelplayer.com or on the Google Play Store and give them lots of feedback. They would love it, whether you're a podcaster or a listener or whatever. They're very much looking for that. So check that out as well. No ads, nothing. It's totally free for you to enjoy. So, but that just about wraps it up. Do we have a recent iTunes review that we might want to share?
Very, very recent one.
Oh.
Just came in this month, actually. This is by Damon. Frank and Tim are great guys who are a wonderful collaboration on this show. They play off each other well, know their material, and the nostalgia keeps me nostalgia that comes back to me with each episode is greatly appreciated, enjoyable, and my go-to pod, informative and funny. Great job, gentlemen. Did I read this one already?
No. Thank you very much, Damon.
Thought I read that one already.
Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. And thank you very much, Tim, for joining me for another conversation.
Anytime.
Good times talking about The Dark Knight.
Indeed. All right.
Until next time, my friend.
Cheers.
Cheers.